And we do have right now just 66 degrees. Could be up around 10 degrees more before you know it. Julie Olson with us this morning. She is an illustrator and an all-around good person. Good morning, Julie. How's it going?
Good morning, Mark. I'm doing good.
Good. Good. I just wonder, everybody has beginnings, and I wonder how you got started in the illustration business.
I think it all started with me drawing circles along the wall when I was about 3 years old. No, and then my mom decided, hey, I better provide her with the right materials to create art instead of my walls. So yeah, I think it was mostly my parents providing the materials and the space I needed to create.
Mm-hmm. Do you still use circles? I know a lot of cartoonists use circles for certain drawings. I don't know how illustrators go about doing that.
You know, I think almost all art can be broken down to circles, squares, rectangles, and lines.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty simple.
Mm-hmm. So when you're doing children's books, what do you think about while you're drawing something? Is it something that pleases you, or do you think that it would please children as they're looking through these books?
Well, all in all, I think I try and kind of tap my inner child.
Mm-hmm.
And decide what I would have liked to see, but also, of course, get the point across.
I was class artist. I forgot when, sixth grade, I think. I used to draw those posters. Remember, they used to have poster contests every
yes.
single year. And boy, did I want to do that, but never did happen. But you have a great contest here. A $5,000 scholarship, and this is for, well, tell us about that, would you?
Yeah, so Playtex Baby is helping
uh-huh.
parents capture their own hopes and dreams for their own children through the Beginnings Imagined program. And what it is an opportunity to win a custom illustration and a story of what their child could become that I will be creating for them.
Uh-huh.
And to enter, all they have to do is visit imagined.playtextbaby.com, and they'll be asked to answer a few short questions about their child and submit an image, and then they'll be entered into the chance to win that illustration. And then all those illustration winners will be entered for the grand prize drawing of the $5,000 scholarship.
That is a beauty. Now, what did you mention the age group, or was I spacing out? I didn't actually.
I didn't
that.
Mention the age
okay.
group. However, I think anyone is invited to enter.
Mm-hmm.
And from, you know, grandparents to anyone who has a child in their life,
mm-hmm.
they are welcome to enter.
Beautiful. Now, you also have a new book out, I understand, for the kids. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. It's called Discover America, From Sea to Shining Sea. And the story is set to the words of America the Beautiful. And it follows a little red balloon across the country through the eyes of the children of America.
Mm-hmm.
And more than the book, the experience then extends online, where the viewers can go and launch their own virtual balloon at discoveramericabook.com.
Well, that is super. And why, well, Playtex, I guess, has, like you say, Playtex Baby Beginnings. So they're involved with children, so they decided to go this route. This scholarship is for when they become older, I presume, for college or something of that nature?
Go ahead.
They'll have to hang on to that for a while. That'd be a great start, boy. And think of the interest, you know. that is super right there.
Yeah. Well, Playtex Baby has spent, like, over 50 years continuously learning what babies and moms need in order to give them the best possible products. And so they decided, well, let's give them a great start and give them that scholarship for later in life so that they can have that opportunity to become something a little more.
Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of becoming more, you started with the circles and you went on and, all through your childhood you were drawing and then you became a professional. How did these little steps become one great big move?
Well, I think a lot of it is I think a lot of children are born with creativity, mm-hmm. and through various channels of society, it gets squashed a bit.
Doesn't it?
And I think that parents can do their part in trying to encourage creativity. Not everybody's getting to be artists, but I think in whatever you do, creativity can be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they can do things like talk about art. They can visit museums as a family. They could go to local storytelling programs. They can display good art in their homes, have good picture books in their homes, and encourage those things, because art can be a great expressive outlet for children. And it's also been shown to help with their motor skills and language development. And actually, it's sometimes the only way a child can be heard is through their art. It's a good mm-hmm. expressive outlet for them.
That is a great description, and I thank you for that. And I want to ask you again if you would give us that email address so that people can get in on this opportunity.
Yeah, thank you for having me today. The way to enter the contest and find out more is to visit imagined.playtextbaby.com.
All right, Julie Olson, thank you very much. And maybe we'll talk again one day.
Thank you. Have a good one.